You pressed play on this podcast with the click of curiosity. It is another dimension, a dimension of mind, a dimension where nothing is sacred and everything is explainable. You're streaming into a land of both inside and outside, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the midside.
Welcome to the midside, where we change the game simply by telling the truth. Welcome to the preview episode of the Survivor Cast for Season 34, Game Changers. We got a lot to talk about here, and we want to keep these episodes quick, so we're going to get through stuff pretty quickly here. We're going to hit you with a lot of information. But before we go into what this season is about and what players they have brought back, I have exciting news. Finally, I've locked down a co-host for this program, this podcast, and I couldn't be more excited for who it is. He is one of the most knowledgeable fans I've ever talked to, but also he's one of the more rational fans that's out there, if not one of the most rational besides myself, obviously. He is a founder of Previously on Survivor, the biggest fan group on Facebook, which I believe after Survivor Sucks kind of died out a little bit, became the biggest Survivor fan group. I personally met a lot of fans and players through that group, and he is also known in Survivor fandom through a podcast we won't mention as the David Healy. David, welcome to the Survivor Cast. You are now half of this. I'm so happy you've joined me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Wow, that was quite the intro there. I think I have a lot to live up to now.
Well, good. We want to do that because we want to make a name for this show, and we want to be up there with all of the shows everyone knows. And I'm talking you up because I think you deserve it, and I think you bring a wisdom and a knowledge and a firsthand knowledge to, well, not that you've been on the show, but I think you know enough players to have enough information to really bring some insight to this. So let's get into it. This season is called Game Changers, but it wasn't always about Game Changers, right? Because when I was reading sort of spoilers last season, because it leaked that a couple players from last season were on this season, I thought it was originally going to be like three tribes, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. I think they were having trouble kind of pinning down what theme they were going to do. But yeah, I heard the same thing, that they were going to have like a winner's tribe. And I'm not sure what all the...
I think it was winners, post-jury, or no, pre-merge and then jury, I think were the three. Winners, pre-merge, and jury. And I was really excited because I was going to see some of like my favorites that I don't feel get enough respect, like Earl and Sophie, come back. There were rumors they were going to be there, and I was like, yes, yes, but no. So now we have, now we have Game Changers, though. What does Game Changers even mean? Do you know?
You know, I think Game Changers is used pretty loosely. I think we can look at it, we can look at it as people who've changed the game in some way. They've started trends within the show. We can look at people who've changed the way they play, or maybe hopefully people who are going to change the way they play this season and make it more interesting.
I think that's a good way to put it. A potential seems to be a big thing with this cast. These are people that I think they cast the first time, and maybe they didn't always live up to expectations, but they want to give them another shot because they think there's more juice they can get out of them.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I know Jeff Probst has definitely been saying that it's not necessarily game changer in the way you might think, but it is about potential. And I think that there are some people that have potential that we didn't see what all they could do. I also think there are people in this cast that we saw all they were willing to do the first time, and it really wasn't much. So hopefully they'll change something this time.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see, because one of the recurring themes we've been seeing with these returning player seasons is they push the strategy more. And I don't necessarily mean they make it more complex or better. There's just this idea that you somehow have to play at a faster or more frenetic pace when you're with returnees. So maybe those other players you're referring to will feel the pressure to step up their game in that way.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Let's talk about some of these players. There's two tribes, and we're going to start with the mana tribe, and I'm just going to run down who's on the tribe real quick. We have Aubrey, Michaela, Sierra Easton, Haley, Malcolm, Caleb, Troyzan, Jeff, Tony, and Sandra. So I'm going to throw it to you, David. Who are you excited to see, and who are you not so excited to see on this tribe?
You know, I'm excited to see about half of this tribe. yeah, there's definitely five that stand out to me in this tribe that I'd like to see again, see what they can do. And those are Sandra, Michaela, Aubrey, Tony, and Malcolm.
All right. I've got some overlap there. Okay. Who do you least want to see? The other five? Or it's just a straight dichotomy down the middle? Like if all the other five could go pre-merge, you'd be happy?
You know, not necessarily. But there's one that stands out for me, Troyzan. I don't need to see him again. I know you like Troyzan.
That's where we disagree.
See, that's a good thing about this podcast is we do not agree on everything.
So the ones I agree with you on, Sandra, Tony, and Michaela. I think that I really want to see how the three of them do. I really want to see if Sandra can win again, because that would be fucking hilarious if she won again. I think Sandra's got a great strategy that no one talks about, and it's she rides the alpha male who pisses everyone off and makes it seem like she's not, and that gets her a lot of goodwill with the jury. So I want to see if she can execute that again. Obviously, Tony, it'll be interesting to see if he can execute what he did again. And Michaela is a great character who also has a brain on her, so I want to see if she can put it all together.
Exactly. When I was talking about people who didn't get to show what all they were capable of their first time, that's who I had in mind, Michaela. So I'm excited to see what she can do.
I agree with that, but I think Michaela is a game changer from last time because I think she was a story game changer, and I think people were sort of underestimating that as the meaning of game changer, where she had a big impact on that. She was very entertaining. Without her, the season would not have been the same. And that's why I like Troyzan. I don't necessarily think he's a great player, but as a character, he is entertaining as hell. I mean, he's a bit of a buffoon sometimes, but watching him scream, "This is my island," and being this like over-the-top alpha male, that is a game changer story-wise.
Yeah, I guess so. There's only so much ego I can take from one person. I mean, if it wasn't bad enough his whole season that he thought he deserved everything, but at the reunion when he had the audacity to say people were comparing him to Richard Hatch, come on.
Come on, though. Wouldn't it be hilarious if he comes back in there and does that again?
I mean, I wouldn't expect anything else from him, honestly. I think
about that. Malcolm, Troyzan, and Tony on the same tribe. Isn't that going to explode?
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of ego there.
And, wow. Come on, Jeff Varner's got a sneaky ego, too.
No, he does. And I think, I don't know if you watched Big Brother, but Caleb definitely has ego as well.
Yeah, I can see that. But I don't know if he's smart enough to keep up with these other guys as far as strategy and worrying about who's going to be the alpha male in the tribe.
No way. He's not smart enough.
Right. So Caleb could, like, I could see somebody like Malcolm bringing him into the fold or Troyzan bringing him into the fold, depending on how the cards fall.
Yeah, he's a good puppet for anybody. So.
Yeah. And there's a couple people we haven't talked about on this tribe that I think are worth mentioning for a couple of reasons. One, Aubrey, did you name her? I don't remember.
Yeah, I definitely named her. She was my favorite in her season. I loved her. So I'm excited to see what she can do.
Yeah, I'm excited to see if she can. I'm interested. I don't want to say excited because I'm not that excited, but I'm interested to see if she can live up to all this hype that's been given to her. So
yeah, I don't think we can judge her too harshly if she doesn't do well this time, because you have to keep in mind that they left to go play this like a couple of weeks after her finale, and she was the name on everybody's mind. She was the person who everybody thought should have won the season. So I think she's got a big target on her back just for that.
Right, so we may end up seeing an Aubrey, Tony, Sandra alliance here.
I would love that.
It would be interesting. It would be interesting because she was definitely under-edited on her season because they were giving everything to Ty edit-wise. So it'll be interesting to see where the reality lines up with her playing style. Then also we have Sierra, who is still, I think, living off of voting out her mom.
Yeah, voting off her mom and going to Rocks. I mean, that's two big things, I guess, but I think her reputation precedes her. I think she's become kind of a legend in her own mind. So I don't know if she's as great as everybody's going to expect.
Doesn't that kind of describe this tribe, though? Besides Sandra, who's legitimately won twice, we have to give it to her, arguably the best player of all time, simply based upon winning twice and winning in the same fashion twice. But everyone else on this tribe is kind of a legend in their own mind, aren't they?
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I got to give credit to Tony. I think he's kind of become a bigger deal as time goes on. But I mean, he really did play the game like we'd never seen a winner play before. So I think it's more than just in his mind.
Okay, fair. Besides those two. And then the final person I want to mention on this tribe is Haley, simply because she changes the game in my pants.
Fair enough. I like Haley. I think she has a poverty fans versus favorites upside. I think she could definitely be a contender.
Yeah, I want to be clear that my over the top lust for her is more than just looks. She's a cute girl, but I think she's a lot smarter than people give her credit for. So I think she's got a lot going on, and she's got a good personality too.
She's a law student. You got to be smart. So yeah.
Well, certain kind of smart, but that's another debate for another time. We've seen some dumb lawyers on the show.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
All right, let's hit up the Nuku tribe now. I'm going to read down this list real quick. We have Andrea. We have Brad Culpepper. Sierra Dawn Comas. I say the full name in case people forget who she was. She apparently got fifth in her season. I didn't even remember that until I looked it up. Suri, Sarah, Ozzy, Zeke, JT, Ty, and Debbie. Same question to you, David. Who do you want to see back? Who are you excited for? And who are you least excited for?
Okay. Gosh, this is kind of a mixed group for me as well. There's two people that I've considered among my top favorites ever. I think one of them you might be surprised by, but definitely Suri and Ozzy. Yeah, I mean, I mainly like Ozzy 1.0. He kind of goes down in my book each time, but I'm excited to see them. I'm excited to see Debbie and Ty. I think JT has a lot of potential. Yeah, we can get into JT a bit more.
Well, I think we have a lot to talk about on this tribe. Oh, yeah. Because for me, I hate this tribe. I hate them. I don't want to see any of these people back. Like, this entire tribe could lose, and I wouldn't even care. But before we go into that, there was a player who was a last-minute replacement, wasn't there? Wasn't that what you were telling me about pre-show?
Yeah, that's true. Sierra Dawn Thomas was not supposed to be part of this cast. I know, you all can't imagine what this season would have been like without her.
Who was supposed to be there instead of her?
Natalie Anderson, winner of San Juan del Sur.
Oh, so this is like leftover from the winner theme they were going to do.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, I'm not sure what the whole story was. I just know that a couple days before they were supposed to go out there, Natalie said she couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, what happened was she looked at the tribe she was going to be on, probably, or I don't know if they knew ahead of time, but she probably looked at there were only four winners there or something, and one of them was JT, and she knew she was being set up for failure. So it's kind of like, why fuck around with this? That's what I would guess happened.
Maybe she didn't want to be away from her sister that long. No, 20.
Oh, God. I will say from that season, to not go on too big of a tangent here, but with the way they started that season and then she ended up winning, they did a good job with her edit. So, because I hated them to start with that whole twinning crap.
Oh, not me.
So talking about hating people on this tribe, let's start with your two favorites here, all right? I'm going to lay the smackdown pretty hard right now on these two players.
Oh, no.
So with Ozzy, like, I get it. Like, he is a challenge, game-changing threat. Like, I get why he's here.
Right.
But I'm so fucking sick of Ozzy. Like, the first season, you got schooled by Yule. The second season you were on, you got schooled by Parvati. The third season, you got schooled by Sophie. Like, you have proven again and again, Ozzy, that you are not that good of a player. I don't want to see you come back because we're just going to see you dominate in challenges and then do awful in strategy and everyone's going to get excited about you. And it's just, it's not entertaining for me. And then, now I'm going to say something really unpopular now. Ceree is one of the most overrated players in Survivor history. She's got a great story. I love her story. I sound like Donald Trump right now, by the way. I love her story. It's amazing. It's the best story ever. No, she does have a great story from, you know, a nurse sitting on the couch, not doing anything physical to being in the outdoors and getting all the way that far in the game. But let's look at her three seasons. The first season, who was she with? Aris. He won. The second season, who was she aligned with? Parvati. She won. And what happened in the third season? Didn't do too well.
Okay. Well, we could say the same thing about Boston Rob. It took him four times.
Not even close to the same thing.
No, because Ceree did better her first two times. Well, sorry, that's not true.
She did do better her first time, but not the second time. And the second time Boston Rob played, he beat the game itself.
But I think Ceree was on the edge of winning twice in a row. She had the two finalists in both of her seasons wanted to go to the end with her. And due to circumstances, they couldn't.
I don't think Ceree would have beaten Aris, though. And I don't think Ceree would have beaten Parvati, though. I think Parvati is one of the best players ever, if not the best female player ever. And I think Aris is insanely underrated as a player.
Well, I definitely think she would have beat Aris. I think it would have been close with Parvati. But Parvati grew into the legend she is now. And I think it took the third time for her to be a really great player.
I do agree that she definitely grew. I do think Parvati was sort of Ozzy level on her first season, where she was sort of very overrated and they brought her back for potential. And if anything, that speaks well of this season, right? Parvati is the prime example of someone who wasn't a game changer and they brought her back on potential and she became a game changer with what she did on her subsequent two seasons.
For sure.
So if anything, you've just sort of redeemed this season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it could go either way. It might need a lot of redemption, so we'll see how things go.
Speaking of redemption, can we just fucking stop bringing Andrea back? Like, look, Andrea's not a good player, and she's not a good story. There are two reasons that Andrea is where she is. These are the two reasons. One, people hated Boston Rob, and they wanted someone to rally around besides him, so the fan base hyped her up in her season. And the second thing is, when she started this show, she had like this accessible sexuality thing going on where she was like this cute little country girl who had a nerdy side. So everyone was like, oh my God, I love Andrea because it seems like she's the kind of girl who I would actually have a chance with who's on the show. So she got hyped to oblivion when all she's done on every season, well, she's been on two seasons, all she's done on both seasons she was on was hitch her wagon to some guy and been made to look stupid because of it.
Oh, she didn't hitch her wagon to anybody in Karamoan. Come on.
You don't think she lost because of Eddie?
No, she had a little flirt thing going on with Eddie. They voted against each other several times. They weren't aligned. I think that's a creative.
That's even worse. Don't flirt with the enemy.
I mean, she was trying to win him over. It didn't work. But
that's the point. What has anything she's done ever worked?
I think she was a big contender in her second season. I think if they didn't take her out when they did, I think she could have got to the end and she could have won.
I mean, you could say that about anybody.
No, not everybody could win.
Come on, man. Andrea, if Andrea wins this game, Let's say, what do you want me to do right now if Andrew wins this game? Name it.
Gosh, I don't know. I don't think she's going to win, but man, that's a lot of pressure. What do I want you to do?
All right, think about that, and maybe somebody out there who's listening to this, one of the Survivor Cast fans out there, let us know what you want me to do if Andrea wins this game. That is how sure I am that she's not going to win this game. I'm just so sick of her, and I want to be clear. I like her as a person. Like, there's nothing about Andrea I dislike. I just don't think she deserves the hype as a Survivor player, and I'd rather watch other people. You know who I'd rather watch? Who I think is going to be very entertaining? No, I don't say I like him as a player, but Brad Culpepper.
Oh my gosh.
It's hilarious.
I'm hanging up.
You don't think it's hilarious the way people get mad about Brad Culpepper?
I get mad about Brad Culpepper. He's so annoying. I'm not ready to see him back again. I met him.
Actually, how was he? What was he like when you met him?
You know, he was fine. We briefly talked about his kids. I actually met 6 of the people from this cast like a month after filming ended.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I tried to like analyze who was tan, who was skinny.
Yeah.
A couple people stood out to me, but I won't say anything.
Yeah, no spoilers. This is a spoiler-free podcast. But I want you to imagine Brad Culpepper, Debbie, and Troy Zan in an alliance.
Oh, my God.
Tell me that would not be entertaining. Tell me that would not be entertaining.
That would not be entertaining.
Ah, come on!
I mean, I guess we are entertained by different things. I am not a sucker for pain here. I don't like to torture myself. I do like Debbie. So you could have named somebody worse for me there, but yeah.
No, I just because she's so eccentric and such a braggart is why I named her.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that. Like, I'm a Philip fan. I'm a Coach fan.
I love Philip. Coach is entertaining. I want to be clear. I like Debbie. I like her. Yeah. I think she's smarter than people give her credit for. I think she is a game changer. I just think it would be hilarious if you put those three together.
Yeah, you think she's a game changer?
Oh, yeah, I think she's super smart. And I think she was making a lot of good moves. I just think she fucked up.
Yeah, I think she's an occupation changer.
Is this because she has so many different jobs?
Yes, yes. That was my joke I was going for.
I just wanted to be clear because I wasn't 100% clear that she had that many jobs.
Yeah.
So one other person on this tribe that I want to ask you about. I want to ask about Zeke.
Okay.
And what I want to talk about is he actually a good player or not? Because I think he is another example of somebody who's very overhyped as a player.
Right. And we talked about this the last time we did a podcast together. And I think he's somebody who could be a good player. That doesn't mean he played a great game his first time. I think he was kind of playing by the book on making relationships with everybody, but not thinking about the consequences of being so open about being a social player and what a target that puts on his back. So I think he could do better this time. Honestly,
he definitely could do better, and I think he would do better if he played the game and was less worried about how he was playing the game. And I know that sounds a little strange, so let me explain. At the end of his season, he was like, I feel like we evolved the strategy and we moved the game forward. Don't worry about that fucking shit. Let historians worry about that, right? When they asked Bill Belichick, like, where will the Patriots go down in history, he's like, I don't know, let the historians worry about that. If you're playing Survivor, just fucking play Survivor. We don't need any of this, like, Max Dawson, like, let's make a billion references to previous seasons. Just fucking play Survivor. And I think if Zeke settles down, he has enough of a brain in his head and he knows the game enough that if he just plays, I think he'll do a lot better. And that's when I say a lot of these people have potential. I think he's somebody who has a lot of potential. I just think he was very overhyped from his first season.
Fair enough. Speaking of Zeke, though, did you know that he's played Survivor with somebody on his tribe before?
No. Was it an online game?
It was not an online game, but it was a fan game. Actually, a couple years ago, there was a show called Survivor Brooklyn. It was before he was ever considered to be on Survivor.
All right, just stop right there for a second. Zeke was on Hipster Survivor, is what you're telling me.
Basically, with an actual Survivor contestant.
I mean, that's pretty appropriate. Like, Zeke looks like a hipster, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I could see that.
With that mustache and that Hawaiian shirt, I mean, come on, Survivor Brooklyn, you could have named a better Survivor for him to been on.
He actually played with two Survivors, and one is one of your favorites. One of your Sophie? Favorite winners, yes, Sophie.
He's living my dream, man. That's not fair. To be fair, if I played with Sophie, like, I wouldn't, I'd be so distracted. That's the thing, like, if you put me on the tribe with Haley, that's it, I'm done. Like, I'm not going to win Survivor.
Right. Yeah. That's how I would be with Sari. I would sacrifice my game for her.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I wouldn't intentionally my game for her. I'd just be so distracted.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd be distracted by Andrea because I'd want to vote her out so badly. Like, that would be it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would just be like, I'm going to fucking get Andrea and fuck her over. Yeah. Who was the other person? Did he play with Andrea? It must have been Andrea.
He did play with Andrea. He actually voted for her to win Survivor Brooklyn, and she did win.
Andrea won Hipster Survivor. I feel like this explains so much. I feel like life makes sense now.
So we know she's capable of winning.
Hipster Survivor. Hipster Survivor.
She's got one of the Hipster Survivor contestants here, so...
So you're telling me we're going to see Zeke and Andrea aligned?
I think it's inevitable. And nobody's going to know that she knows him. So should be interesting.
Interesting indeed. So let's talk about that. Who do we think is going to win this season?
You know, when it comes to all-star seasons, I always go with the girl that wasn't memorable her first time. And the thing is, we have a few of those in this cast. So, I mean, my gut would say Sierra, Dawn Thomas, Sarah, or Haley. One of those three.
I think Haley's actually a little too aggressive. Not Haley. I think Sarah's a little too aggressive, especially because of her prior relationship with Tony and the whole cop thing and the Cops Are Us and the, you know, lying to her thing. I think that'll come into play too much if they ever end up on the same tribe. So I don't really think Sarah is going to be under the radar enough, but I am with you that, and again, this proves that I would not win Survivor if I was on a tribe with like Haley or Sophie or something. I think Haley's going to win. And part of the reason I think that is I watched the pre-show a video before we recorded, and it was from Entertainment Weekly where they were asking a bunch of players or asking all the players who they thought didn't deserve to be there. And a bunch of them name Haley.
Right. Yeah.
So I just think she's going to slide under Haley. The radar. Yeah, that's what I mean about intelligence. Like, you have to have a certain level of intelligence and self-esteem to be able to say, I don't really think I deserve to be here, but I'm going to play as hard as I can. That's a good self-awareness.
I agree. And actually, when they started filming this season, I went to this event in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I saw Mike Holloway. The winner of Haley's season.
Yes.
And I asked him how he thought Haley and Sierra would do on the season. And he thinks Sierra will do well. He doesn't think Haley will do that well. And I told him I thought Haley would go further. So
did
we
you
actually
make a bet?
We did. We made $100 bet on who would go further between the two. It was his idea to make the bet, and I took him up on it.
Well, of course, it's his idea. He's got $1 million.
He has nothing to lose.
$100 means a lot less to him.
Yeah, pretty much. So I might be regretting it come, I don't know, as early as March 8th, but we'll see.
We'll see. This is now a pro-Haley podcast, and the longer she lasts, the more we're going to call out Mike Holloway.
Yeah, exactly. And the interesting thing is he was telling me about how he was in the mix for this cast and how he had pregame alliances with certain people. He said he had an alliance to the end with Sandra and he was going to keep up with that.
Again, see? Do you see her strategy? Do you, it's how does nobody else see her not how does nobody see her strategy?
I don't know.
She would have won that, you know. She would have beat him in the finals. She would have beat him in
the
jury.
Oh, I think so. I think if you let her get to the end, there's no way the jury can just not give it to her again. It's like, wow, you made it to the end again. We've got to give it to you.
And you made it to the end of this preview episode, so we got to give it to you. And if you like it, please tune in for the rest of the season. You can also check out my flagship show, Welcome to the Midside. It's streaming on iTunes or on themidside.com, where you'll also find this, the Survivor Cast, under the podcast network. Thanks for stopping by the Midside. I'm Justin Emelsnesky, reminding you that if things get tough, take a step back and witness the farce.
Have a day.